you. Good evening. This is Nancy Solden, Chair of Pacifica National Board, and this is Thursday, April 5th, 2018, and I'm calling this open session of a regular PNB to order now. Madam Secretary, would you please read the call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron. Here. Present. Jonathan Alexander. Don't hear you. Adriana Casnave.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis.
I'm here.
Present. Catherine Davis. Catherine? Can't hear you. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Present. William Heerwagen.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Present. Ken Lauscher.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon. Tony? Can't hear you. Ifia Nwangaza. Ifia? Can't hear you. Alex Randall. Alex, can't hear you. Mansour Sabah.
Hazar.
Present. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis. She wrote in that she may or may not be able to be on the call. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Present. Maskila Washington.
Here.
Present. So I'll just go to call on the people I didn't hear one more time. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you. Catherine Davis. Can't hear you. Tony Leon. Can't hear you. Ifia Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Alex Randall. Can't hear you. And Carol Travis. Okay, we have a quorum of 16. There. There. Nancy, you on mute?
I'm sorry, yes. Oh, I've asked John Tatum to be our parliamentarian tonight. John, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Well, good evening to you as well.
Did you call Tom Livingston?
Chair, this is Janet. Who are you talking to?
You, I guess. I guess I don't see him. I don't see him on the list. Okay. I only saw one email that Carol might be absent. So if she doesn't come, then do I have a motion to excuse her absence?
Jan Goodman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Alex, I'll second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Need timekeepers, one for the items. and one for the person.
I do the person, Mansoor.
Okay.
90 seconds, right?
Yep.
And I give a warning of 10 seconds to the time.
30. I give a warning of 30 seconds, please.
30 seconds? Okay.
That seems helpful. You can do 10 seconds, too. That was good, too.
Yeah. That's extra work.
Is that? Oh. Well,
all right. I'll do it. No worries. I won't charge you.
Who was that? Someone want to do the items?
You know what? I can do both of them because it's not really that much of difficulties. Just,
okay.
It's not a problem. Yeah, I'll do both.
All right. Great. Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda, Mansoor.
Any second?
Second, Alex Feinberg.
Any amendments to the agenda? Okay. All right. The first item on the agenda is the minutes approval for the March 1st meeting, open session.
Chair, this is Janet.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. The agenda was not approved yet.
Oh, thank you. So are there any objections to approving the agenda? Okay. Agenda is approved. No objection. So let's go to the item on minutes approval for March 1st, 2018.
Madam Chair, may I make a request to you, please? And that is, when you say we're going to go to the next category or item, you say that it's 10 minutes or 5 minutes, so we have an idea as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
5 minutes for minutes approval. Do I have a motion to approve the March 1st, 2018 minutes of the open session?
So move, Mansoor.
For a second?
Second, Jim.
Okay. Are there any corrections to the minutes for March 1st, 2018? Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana? Okay. You have a correction for the minutes?
No, I want you to... What I want is you put me like a... I want to abstain in this vote. Thank you.
Okay. The minutes are, there are no corrections to the minutes, so minutes are approved, except Adriana has abstained from voting on this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, William Hare.
Benito.
Okay, William, and then Benito.
So I
forgot to mention that when you all say your name, please say you have a question, do you have a point of order, a point of personal privilege. That would be very helpful. William is.
Yeah, William Harewagon, I'd like to abstain also.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary, mark down Adriana and William abstain from minutes approval. And Benito, please. You were next.
This is March 1st. Yeah, I abstain as well.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Alex Steinberg with a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Alex, and then Dwayne.
Okay, I recall that our parliamentarian at a previous meeting said it is not proper to vote against minutes or to abstain, but to if minutes are being discussed, then the parties who are objecting to it should propose a correction to the minutes. Can we have a ruling from the parliamentarian about whether it is proper to simply abstain without proposing a correction?
I will get an opinion from the parliamentarian, but I would have to make the ruling. John, could you give us...
I understand. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, Nancy, that the parliamentarian never makes any rulings, only the chair. However, abstention in this case means that the person would like it recorded in the minutes, in today's minutes, that they abstained on the March 1st minutes. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they abstained because they had some corrections that they wanted to put forth. It just means that they are not participating in the vote. It doesn't change the vote one way or the other. It's still unanimous because abstentions don't count for anything. So my opinion is that the minutes have been approved. It goes on record that three people abstain, and then you go directly to the next set of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I also have a parliamentary inquiry related to this.
Thank you for seeing what you want. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I was next.
Oh, yes, Dwayne was next. Sorry, thank you, Dwayne. What did you need, Dwayne? Would you please state what you want the floor
for? Thank you very much. I would request respectfully that I be recorded as abstain from the voting as well, and I appreciate the interpretation of the parliamentarian, certainly the way I read it. I have the right to record that I abstain.
Okay. Okay, so... Janet, parliamentarian.
John, you referred to a unanimous approval. Is that the same thing as hearing no objections? And can a unanimous approval include abstentions?
Go ahead, John.
The two questions, the last first. The abstentions do not count as part of the unanimous consent because it's like the person was off the phone. But all those who did participate in not saying I object contributed to the unanimous consent. So the vote, it is a unanimous consent because no one objected. There were some people abstained, but no one objected. Thank you.
John, it's the same as hearing no objections. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Information, Madam Chair, Adriana Casnay, KPSC.
Yes, Adriana, what's your request for information?
Yes, that means that I understand what Mr. Tatum said, but what we request, at least what I request, that my name was in the minutes of this meeting of the PNB, saying that I want my name like abstaining in this vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was all. I didn't understand if that was... what we are talking. Thank you.
Okay. I think that's fine. I think that's
Secretary.
And what, Madam Secretary, what would you like the floor for?
I just wanted to confirm that that's what I will do in the minute.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Hi, this is Catherine. I just wanted to say I'm on the call.
Hi, Catherine. Good evening. We're in the middle of minutes from March 1st, 2018. approval.
Okay.
And time is up for that category.
Okay. Did you have any corrections, Catherine, for the minutes?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Hearing no objections to the minutes from March 1st, 2018, the record will show that the minutes were unanimously approved, and there were 4 abstentions: Adriana Casaneve, Benito Diaz, Dwayne Lark, and William Herwagen. Okay, the next item of business is the IED report, and I see Tom Livingston has joined us as well. Good evening.
Yes, Madam Chair. Hi.
Are you ready to give a report? Tony has joined us.
Yes, I am, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay, you have the floor.
Great. So in my IED report, what I'd like to do is discuss the key elements of the agreements that the Pacific National Board approved at its last meeting, and as you know, a press release went out today describing that For the board, for the members, I believe that a copy of that is posted on our website. The key pieces are that we've reached a settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust that settles 3 things: the $1.8 million summary judgment that the court had granted to them last year, approximately a year ago. Secondly, any rent between the dates of the summary judgment and now. And thirdly, we're being released from any obligations approximately 2 years early for the lease, which was set to end in the middle of 2020. That's one of the pieces. The second piece is the loan that we have acquired from the FJC bank, from the FJC lender, the terms of that loan are that we are required to make no payments for the first 18 months, interest only for the next 18 months, and then the loan will be due at the end of 3 years. The third piece is that we're in final, we've had an exchange with our lawyers, and we're essentially ready to sign a lease to move to 4 Times Square, which is a equivalent transmission site the monthly cost of that will be a fraction of what we've been being charged by the Empire State Realty Trust. And also, as a part of that, the leasor, the people we're leasing the space from, will capitalize the cost of a new transmitter, and that will be amortized over the length of the lease, and that's going to make a significant difference in the amount of downtime that the organization has. So those are the key points of the agreements that the board has reached, and I guess I'll pause there and see if there are any questions.
Benito.
Benito. Anyone else for the stack?
Bill.
Adriana.
Dan Goodman.
Alex Dunn.
Hang on. Benito, Bill, Adriana, Jan.
Grace.
Alex. Okay, Benito, Grace. Bill, Adriana, Jan, Alex, Grace. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Go ahead, Benito. You have the floor.
All right. So can you tell us, number one, what is the life of the lease. How long is the lease? And therefore, I don't know if we can or cannot disclose what the lease payments will be during the life of that lease, including the transmitter. You know, can you explain the amortization and all that?
I'm going to interrupt you there, Tom. I don't think we can talk about that in an open session meeting yet, but we are going to go to closed session. It's just that we have not completed that yet. So that's something that's still under negotiation. So that needs to stay in closed session until we are finished with everything. Do you have any other questions, Benito?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Abigail?
Okay, thanks. And Tom, thank you for getting the press release out. A couple of points. I objected, as you all know, to the FJC loan, but I sent you the reasons why, and a lot of it had to do with not having a repayment plan. But now that it's been approved, you know, I will work with you to help you prove me wrong. My major concerns was how would we repay it? Would we develop a plan in time? And we would get serious about it. And I just want to remind everybody, we really do have to get serious. We don't have a lot of time to waste on coming up with a plan because we do have to start making those payments after 18 months. And we have to pay off the principal at the end of the loan or sooner if possible so we don't have to pay all the interest. And we really don't have time to waste. And we also have to come up with, obviously, make sure the WBI can pay the new tower lease. But, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope... And I will help you prove me wrong, but we did, you know, in terms of will we be able to pay off, make the loan payments and everything, but we do have to get serious about it. So thank you.
Was that a question or did you have a question or just comment?
No, just a comment.
Okay.
Unless Tom wants to respond.
Thank you.
Well, so what I would say, Bill, is I agree with you on that. This is not a free pass for Pacifica. What it does is it gives the organization an opportunity to improve its operations. The option appeared to be, you know, I know some people favored bankruptcy and had some theories about how that would play out. But it also looks like with the summary judgment, Empire State Realty Trust could have seized Pacifica assets at any time. And we have no reason to believe that they wouldn't have done that. So this does give my understanding of the majority, the strategy of the majority was to give to get the loans, to give time to fix the issues that we need to fix. But I agree with you in terms of the urgency of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adriana, have the floor.
Yes, I'm Mr. Livingston. I have two questions. One is I see that in the Pacifica webpage, we have the release of this information about the settlement, but I can see, for example, I don't know, because they said the Pacifica Foundation announced it today, and it's not any date on this. When the settlement was signed and when the board can receive the whole document with all the changes, because 2 weeks ago the board authorized this, but we don't have the whole document yet. Do you know if we will receive it? When we will receive all the documentation? And when was that settlement signed by both parties? Thank you.
I believe the date on the release was today. So that's what I know.
It doesn't have it on the website, is what Adriana
okay.
is referring to.
We'll get that corrected.
It's at the
very
top of the press release, right underneath the green logo. It just has the date 4/5/18.
Oh, I don't see it. I don't see it.
No, it's not there. It's not in the web page.
It was mailed to us.
Oh, in the web page. Somehow it got
stripped off when it was loaded onto the website.
I'll see if that gets corrected.
Okay.
Can you tell me, it means that the signature for both parties was today? That was my question.
There's been a process of close. Once the board approved the agreements, there's been a process of moving towards a closing. I believe that the settlement with the Empire State Building, the Empire State Realty Trust, and the loan were closed on Monday. That's what I believe.
Do you know, sir, when we can receive the documentation? That was my other question is, I want the whole document, the whole board is asking for that, and I want to know when we will receive it, because obviously if everything is signed, the board should have all the terms and the whole...
Right. The documentation with Empire's signature was sent on Monday to the board.
You are saying that was, I'm sorry, but I just heard that the whole thing finished between Monday and today. When we will receive all the documents with the, you know, we didn't receive it before signing, and I want to have it. And that is my question. I want to receive the whole documentation. No, the whole documentation. Nancy, if you don't mind, I really appreciate that you are trying to answer, but I asked Tom if he can really be sure that the whole board receive all the documentation, the complete documentation.
Okay.
The final document that we are signing.
I believe that Nancy has said that. Nancy has been handling the sending of the documents.
Right. That's correct. I've been sending the documents. When I get them.
Madam Chair, this is Jan Goodman. May I make a comment that might explain some things regarding the documents?
If it's not confidential.
No, it's not confidential.
Okay.
Just for everyone's information, that all of the documents, the signatures were all on separate pages. So, for instance, you know, the Empire State Building signed signed one signature page agreeing to the settlement, and Pacifica signed a second document, and you know, in some cases where there were two signatures required, then there were like, you know, three or four signature pages. So it's not one document that was all signed at one time because nobody was in the same room. And I just wanted to explain that, so to just kind of further explain what Tom meant about it being a process.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think then Adriana would want to see all the copies with all the signatures. Is that correct, Adriana?
All the copies, exactly, with the last final changes that we never saw 2 weeks ago. I want to see all the documents, how the legal documents that this board is entitled to. I want to see all the documents with all the right documents with all the signature, the final thing that is being approved, what legally was signed. I want to see all of that, all the documents, not just some parts, or two or three pages. I want the whole document with the final language that was agreed and with the signature of Pacifica and the other part. Okay?
Of course.
We didn't receive it before. I want it now.
Right. And we'll get them all together, and I'm sure that, you know, John, does John Krigler have, he's keeping those, Tom, or are you keeping those?
Yes, I'm not even sure how to. Yes, I don't have, if what we're going to do is collect all the documents to make sure that, you know, yes, I think we can do that. I actually thought that had been sent. I have not been doing that task, but obviously a set will exist, and that we can send them out.
Request for information, Madam Chair Benito.
Yes, what's your request for information?
Yeah, if you could send out whatever you sent on Monday, because I don't know about anybody else, but I haven't received anything.
I'll resend it.
Thank you.
Okay. Dan, you're next on the, you have the floor.
You know what, can I move myself further down on the agenda?
Alex, you have the floor.
Okay. First of all, Tom, I really want to congratulate you and thank you for the work you've been doing to help us obtain this agreement and this loan. And I certainly want to thank our chair, Nancy Sorden, for her contribution to this effort, and everybody else that's been involved with it. Most of the people have been involved with it are doing it behind the scenes. But the public should know that this is really a historic agreement that Pacifica has reached, letting us out of the Empire State Police, which made the situation for WBAI impossible, and therefore for Pacifica as a whole impossible. We now have a great opportunity to make Pacifica into what it could be, to fulfill its potential, and WBAI right there in the middle of the largest media market in the country. And
please mute your phone. Mute your phone, please.
Somebody is shuffling papers or something. Can they mute themselves? Thank you. One thing I'd like to ask you, Tom, is what efforts are being made to publicize this agreement besides the press release? As you know, we had a lot of negative publicity recently, and some of that is still going on from various. We had an article in the Wall Street Journal and this and that, all sorts of doomsday scenarios. Pacifica is on its last legs, and it's going to go broke, and it's going to go bankrupt, and that in order to avoid bankruptcy, Pacifica has to take some desperate measures, sell stations, swap stations, go into a PSOA. We now have a real solid way forward, and we have to get that out into the public. It's important for the future of Pacifica. It's important for our ability to raise funds in the future, to be credible towards major donors, and so on. So can you tell us a little bit about those efforts? Because I think they're really important. Thank you.
Yes, in addition to the press release, we have I've recorded a statement to run on our stations. I recorded that today, and we're distributing that to our stations. I would say, in addition, I welcome advice from the board about other kinds of activities that you would find useful. I think we can approach the reporters who have indicated an interest in Pacifica. I have a list of half dozen or so of those from when we did the press conference last year, and we'll be pursuing that, and I welcome additional suggestions.
And just to follow up, Tom, I think it's also important to put out there in our publicity that Pacifica will be in the process of restructuring itself and creating a sustainable model in the future, that we're not just blowing empty air here. We're not simply taking out loans that we're not going to be able to pay back, that we are in the process of developing some very concrete plans for income, for increased income and a whole new way of approaching ourselves as not only a radio broadcast company, but a media company that serves the public and provides an alternative voice to the mainstream media, which is now much more needed than ever before.
Yes, I would agree with that. I would agree with what you said. One of your key points was that WBAI is in New York City. We also have stations in Washington, D.C., and Houston, and Los Angeles, and San Francisco, the among the most vibrant cities in our country, diverse economically and politically and socially active places. And I think another point that you made that's critical is we're at a very bad time in this country. Our country needs Pacifica. And so I'm an outsider, really. I've only been working with you for a couple of months. But what I hope happens is that we take this opportunity to become again a powerful force in this country. I believe this country needs Pacifica. And so I agree with everything you've said.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lott.
Mansur would like to be on stack as well, please.
Madam Chair, we have a...
Okay, timekeeper, 10 minutes into this segment. Who was next on stack?
May I take the liberty? I was not acknowledged. I don't believe anyone was acknowledged, but I did speak first.
That's fine.
I think that Grace was, are you on mute?
Grace was on stack. I think she's
one
muted.
One second. Oh, I'm sorry. One second, please. I had a stack. I'm just about to the end of it. And then, Jan, do you want to go after Dwayne and Mansur, or?
I'll go after Dwayne.
Great. Okay.
This is Grace. Okay. Thank you for recognizing me.
Sure.
Yes. Are you recognizing me now, Nancy?
Yes. If you're on the phone.
Thank you. I want to say I'm very thankful to you, Tom, for pushing this forward. It's much appreciated. I'd also like to publicly acknowledge the work of Sam Himmelstein, who's been our lawyer negotiating with the ESRT for at least a year, and also with John Krigler, who was extremely helpful in the last part of these contracts with the ESRT and with the loans, and also with Mark Hand, who found us a very good loan. Really an excellent loan. And also to all the people, I'd like to acknowledge Jan Goodman and her husband, Jerry Manperl, who put into motion the supporters loan, which is a shorter term loan. And also I'd like to acknowledge the Pacifica National Board that went through a lot of permutations on this with the loan option, didn't give in to bankruptcy, which in my opinion would have been very dangerous for Pacifica. And I'd like to ask a question. There has been talk that with these loans we're automatically in default. I know that that's false. However, we were in default absolutely with the Empire State Realty Trust, and they had the ability to seize our assets. However, we are absolutely not in default on either one of these loans that we have taken. Tom, can you explain that to the public?
Yes, we've received a six-month waiver for any of the requirements that, and there are several. And this is not a free pass for Pacifica. We must get better at our business practices. We must get up to date on our audits. But we, from the lender, we have a 6-month waiver for any of those requirements. We've also been told that continuing to communicate with the lender is critical. Mr. Han told us of examples where loans that the same lender had provided, where the borrowers had been in default for some periods of time, and that this lender had never foreclosed.
Dwayne, you're next. You have the floor.
I believe Benito wanted to be acknowledged, but thank you.
I got you on the stack. I'll put you back on the stack.
I really want the record to show, since Grace did open up that can of worms about any rumors about any default, immediate default. I do want to put it on the record. One of the reasons I abstained from the voting, that is to give credence and to acknowledge the hard work that many of you have done before I send it to this board to represent the great station of KPFT in Houston, Texas. However, I have my reservations. I had my reservations, but unlike Bill, I said that I would work to try to make this work, but I also challenged each and every one of you, especially the ones who pushed the loan, because it does buy us time. It was one of the only options we had outside of bankruptcy, so that's why I didn't attempt to fraud it. And I do applaud you, but at the same time, if it blows up in our face, and if we don't have a plan, which we don't right now, to repay, and I am going to implore you to not have one more meeting, whether it's public or whether it's private. And I've been saying this for the last 3 or 4 months, that we've been consumed with loans. And now that that's behind us, we ought to get consumed with raising funds. We ought to get consumed with having a plan to put forth, so 18 months come very fast, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that we have not created Empire 2. And for those who public who don't understand what I'm talking about, which was a bad situation in the first place to enter into, one person did it, but this is a group of people. This is a committee of people who made this decision. And so we can celebrate tonight, but tomorrow we need to get to work, because the 18 months will come much faster than we think. And as it is, as Grace alluded to the fact, I heard our own attorneys tell us that the loan did expose us to default. Now, whether those covenants were taken out, I don't know, because Adriana is very clear. We haven't gotten the information. We don't have access to all the documentation. You can't look at pieces of documentation to make determinations. You have to have the full document as it will be filed in any lawyer's desk or file drawer, or if it was a legal document, as it would be filed with the county government. We haven't received that information. So, in closing, I do acknowledge the hard work. Like Bill, I hope that it is a good, successful effort, but it's not going to be a successful effort if we don't spend as much time and consume ourselves as committed as we were to getting these loans in the next day, as well as the next 90 days, I'm going to call you out if I don't see you working as hard and using your leadership like you did on these loans to put a plan together to bring money into this foundation so we can save it, because the loans don't save this foundation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, there's only 3 minutes left into this segment.
Okay. Tom, would you care to respond? Would anyone like to extend this segment?
Yes, thank you.
By 10 minutes? By 15 minutes?
No.
I have a motion to Benito making a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Any second?
Catherine seconds.
Any objections?
Jan Goodman, I object. We have a very long agenda here, and I would like to at most make it for, you know, like 8 minutes, because I think there'll be more time, you know, as other issues come up.
Okay, Jan. All right, Jan, you objecting. 1 second. We need to
Mansoor as well. Mansoor as well.
And first we, so we need to do, so you're making, you want to make an amendment to change it to 8 minutes.
Correct.
Okay. Any second?
Mansoor seconds it. I actually withdraw my name from speaking as well.
All right. Any objections to 8 minutes?
Yeah,
amendment. Okay. Madam Secretary, would you please take a vote on the amendment to extend time for 8 minutes instead of 15 minutes?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Alexander? Jonathan Alexander. He's not in the meeting. Kesnave?
Oh.
Abstain. I'm sorry, was that Jonathan?
That was Adriana.
Okay. No, there was a male voice. Anyway, okay. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Benito Diaz?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagon?
No. Going for 15. Benito,
no.
15.
One word, please. Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstain. Lark?
Abstain.
Abstain. Loffer?
Yes, for 8 minutes.
Yes. Leon?
No.
No. Mwangaza? I don't think she's here. Randall? I don't think he's here. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Steinberg? I'm sorry.
We're in the middle of a vote. We're almost done. Hang on.
I ask for changing my vote. To know.
Oh, okay.
Kesnave votes no. Okay. Steinberg.
I had an interruption. Can I ask what we're voting on?
We're voting on the item by 8 minutes.
Extend the item by 8 minutes?
The IED report, Q&A.
Instead of 15.
I'll pass.
Oh my God.
Steinberg, how do you vote?
I said I'll pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington.
No.
No. Let's see, going back, one moment. Okay, Steinberg. Steinberg, you pass?
I'll vote no.
No. Okay, one moment. I have 5 yes, 5 no, 7 abstentions. This fails. Oh, sorry. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Madam Secretary,
sorry,
your vote
I'm
is
sorry.
Wrong. Your vote
Excuse
is wrong.
Me. I'm sorry.
1 second, please. I vote no.
Right.
Wait.
Mansoor is correct. I was wrong with, okay, so one moment it was 5 yes, 6 no, 7 abstentions. Now it's 5 yes, 7 no, 7 abstentions.
So thank you, Madam Secretary.
All right, so this motion, this amendment fails. Now we'll take a vote on if we extend for 15 minutes. Madam Chair, will you take the roll, please?
Yes, Aaron.
I mean, are there any objections to extend? Let me just say this. Are there any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
Mansoor objects to it.
Grace objects to it.
Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Kesnave.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Abstain.
Catherine. Abstain. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Loffer.
No.
No. Leon.
Yes.
Yes. Randall. Oh, I'm sorry. Sabat.
Randall's here. No.
Oh. Randall, no. Sabat.
No.
No. Steinberg?
No.
No. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Spill, I want to change my vote to a no.
Abstain to no.
Correct.
Okay, so I have 7 yes, 8 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain, this fails.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left on this item. Mansoor has withdrawn, and Jan, you didn't have your turn yet, and then Benito.
Okay. So I would like to say that the people who say that we haven't talked about raising funds, I don't understand why they say that. We spent the better part of a meeting with everyone talking about ways of raising funds, and primarily focused on raising funds, not on the air. And we've also been talking about raising funds in the Strategic Planning Committee, how we're going to go about it. And I do think that we are focusing on it. And everyone who says that we need to focus on it are 100% correct, because obviously we do need to change our patterns and be able to raise funds, and that'll mean both programming changes, it'll mean doing things differently, and I want to ask
15
Mr. Livingston,
seconds.
Mr. Livingston, if you have thoughts about those ways of going about making programming changes and making headway in fundraising.
Yes, I do. I think we need to follow a process. One of the reasons I believe that Pacifica is where it is now is that we are kind of stuck in our ways. I believe that there, and examples that I've given before are that while my experience has been in public radio, and public radio is not Pacifica, but a public radio station that with a mature fundraising, on-air fundraising program, this is just the pledge-based membership program, will generate about 30% of their revenue through pledge itself, and the rest of the money through renewing members on the air and other activities. The almost entirely, almost 100% reliance that Pacifica stations have on pledge itself, and our ways of tracking that are not very strong. That's just one example. If we can strengthen those programs, just the membership programs, there should be significant revenue in that. There have been several very interesting ideas. We have to develop them. One thing. In the strategic planning process, in the strategic plan work, the idea is to develop some fundraising efforts that we can undertake that will improve things. So, creating some pilot programs, and yes, we're working on it.
Madam Chair, time is up for this category.
Okay. The next order of business is a special order of business on financial institution signatories there's a motion. Joseph Davis, do you want to bring this motion to the floor? You're listed as being on this motion to vote on.
What's the time for this category, please?
I'm sorry, 5 minutes.
Thank you.
This is Joseph. All I want to say is that with the pending resignation of our chief financial officer, we will need somebody that will be a signatory as opposed to just Tom Livingston. So I just want to make sure that we had someone to cover that. That's my motivation. That's it.
Could you read the motion, please? And
I don't have it in front of me. Can the secretary read it or somebody?
Madam Secretary, could you please read the motion? Okay. Upon the departure date of the Chief Financial Officer on or before May 4th, 2018, Shailendra S. Agarwal, Sam Agarwal, who submitted his resignation as CFO, shall be removed as a signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all of its financial divisions, current KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Pacifica affiliates. Between the departure date of CFO Sam Agarwal on or before May 4th, 2018, and the first day of employment of a new chief financial officer, PNB Secretary and Foundation Officer Janet Coburn shall be authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, et cetera, what I had read in the previous for Sam. And then the third part of this is Tom Livingston, Interim Executive Director, continues to be authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that, Mansoor.
Okay.
Jan Goodman, for discussion.
Okay, Jan.
Yes, I only have a question as to whether or not our secretary will be available to sign checks and withdraw and et cetera, because this, is actually something that somebody has to be available for. And I'm just want to ascertain whether our secretary would be available to do that, and if not, we need to pick someone else.
Right. Well, we needed someone in the San Francisco area.
Yes.
And an officer, and
doesn't have to be an officer. It just needs to be someone.
No, you're right. You're right. We didn't need to, but
I mean, I'm fine with Janet doing it. Janet Coburn doing it. I just want to make sure she is able to do it and able to be available to do it on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. That's a question for you, Janet.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I live between 20 and 30 minutes from the station, drive. I have a car. There's buses. I go to Berkeley. I live in Oakland. I go to Berkeley all the time. So, yes, I would be available.
But do you know how to fly?
As long as I have access to the office, I'm not exactly sure what the process, how it works, when a signature is needed and all that, but that I can find out.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Are we?
Bill for the stack.
Any other? Yes, Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
I have an amendment.
Okay, what's your amendment?
Okay, I move that we strike the words on or before May 4th, 2018. I believe it's in both the first and second paragraph. We might be able to talk Sam into staying longer, frankly. And I think we're going to be in trouble when he leaves, and we should try to encourage him to stay as long as we can, and because of the audits especially. And
is there a second on this amendment? Wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute. You're jumping the gun here a little bit. Is there a second on this amendment?
Second. Second.
Which amendment?
Bill has the...
I see. Thank you.
Okay.
I just emailed
second
it.
Amendment to the motion that Joseph brought to the floor. Okay.
I second the amendment by Bill Crozier. This is Sabrina Jacobs.
Okay. Is there any debate on this?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, I would like to add something.
Okay. We are actually out of time with this category.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to extend this for 5 minutes?
Motion to extend 5 minutes, ma'am, sir.
Second, Jan.
Any objections? Okay, we're extended for 5 minutes. Grace, I heard you, and then Jan.
Can I finish motivating it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill, go ahead and finish motivating it.
Motivated anymore?
Okay, well, this wouldn't change the thrust of the motion, but, this is assuming he'll be leaving on or before May 4th. And I don't realize he emailed us saying that was his intentions. But, frankly, I hope we can convince him to stay. And, Well, something I can't see in open session, but, there were some communication issues, and we need to work on improving those. And we, with Sam, and we really do need his help to get the audits done, and I'm hoping that he can stay longer than that, in which case, we wouldn't need this until after he leaves. So we don't know for sure it's going to be on or before May 4th. If he leaves on or before May 4th, the motion will still work without that language.
You are skirting their, confidential personnel information. So you're
okay. Well, it's been public, though. It's been made public. So, hi.
Well, you're not not the part that you're talking about. Okay. So, Grace.